You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, 3 o'clock. Let's do the Bregman thing. So I have prided myself that generally when I have an opinion, I just give it to you. And I'm generally opinionated on stuff. It's not about being right or wrong. It's just I don't struggle to formulate opinions. It's just not how I think radio should be done. Full stop. Alex Bregman. And potentially, Rico, the way this has played out has put me in a rare place where I look, and I'm being 100% sincere with the audience. I feel like Stoney. Not in a staring at the floor, awkward, say things like the grandmother from Wedding Crashers way of Stoney. I mean in the shaking both hands. You know, we always used to call Mike the fence rider. He'll shake both hands, tell you both sides. I don't know what to do with Alex Bregman. If 4 months ago, right, the offseason starts, you go, well, maybe five at 150. You get Bregman here as that big right-handed bat, and it's all good. But the longer this has gone on, Mon Frere, I've had my little plastic shovel, my sandcastle shovel out, and you do the digging into the numbers. And you start to really go, do I really want this? Like Alex Bregman is like the Biscoff cookie on the airplane. It seems like a great idea. And you take it because you're like, well, I'm supposed to. And then it's sitting there and you're like, eh. Like, do I really need this? Do I want this?
You would not slander the Biscoff cookie.
It's delightful, but it's not the best cookie. It's not the worst cookie.
It's the available cookie.
Okay, so Alex Bregman is available cookie. Now, here's the interesting part. What if the Biscoff shows up at your little placemat and there's cracks in it? Invariably, we've all opened the bag on the airplane and the Biscoff is biz dust.
It's broken.
And there's crumbs everywhere. It's a disaster. When you dig into Bregman's numbers, I got a couple things for you and I want you. I'm not trying to win an argument with any of you out there in listener land. You're not bad if you're all in. I don't think you're horrible if you say pay him whatever he wants. But I'm also leaving open the space for love, which is I'm not mad at anyone who says, you know what, don't do it. I'll actually defend Scott Harris and Chris Illich in this regard. I don't know that this is the player you go all out for. His crime is that what? He's good, not great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's not a Hall of Famer. He's not an all-star.
No.
Routinely. I think Alex Bregman's made 2 all-star teams.
No, he's available cookie.
He's available cookie. But I don't want to disrespect the man. Let me just give you something. So we've talked about this where now it's down to 3 teams, apparently. Mm-hmm. Cubs, Tigers, Numbnuts, Red Sox, excuse me. And candidly, one of the things I like to look at when you're signing free agents and they have a certain, I'm not going to nerd out, don't freak out, people. The way Bregman plays baseball, we'll keep it simple. The Cubs would be the second worst baseball stadium in the league for him to play in.
the Tigers, Comerica Park, would be the eighth worst. These are not good ballparks for Alex Bregman. What does it mean? Again, we'll keep it simple. It means he ain't hitting home runs. It means his power will be sapped. So I wanted to double confirm my suspicions on, look, he's a deadpool hitter. He's enjoyed Houston with the short porch, the Crawford boxes, right, they call them. All right. So Fangraphs, if you like it, I believe this is by the third year of the deal. Or, fourth year of the deal. Do you know what this projects Alex Bregman to do? This is Fangraphs. Now, we haven't even added the park factor. Tell me if you're comfortable in year four of Alex Bregman with a 240 hitter, 17 home runs, a 720 OPS, and he's a two war player. So when people go, why is Valeni drawing an arbitrary line in the sand? What an ass. Well, hold on. Think about this with me. Work with me. It's not me. It's the data. If Bregman ages or regresses an ounce quicker and you sign a guy to a six-year deal, you are talking about three of the years being below league average. Not good, not very good or great, and I'd argue not average, below average. So then what does he have to do in the first 3 years to make Rico Beard or the guy driving a milk truck right now feel good? The problem is, I don't think he's capable of that.
Not in this ballpark.
Not in these parks.
No.
Now, if his game was different. Now, look, could he come here, be very good in year one, we win the Central, go back to the playoff? I could see it. And I don't have a problem. But ask yourself, are you willing to pay $180 million for 1 year?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Two, his walk rate dropped by 50%. Mm-hmm. He's never going to be the player he was in 2019. It was a spike. It was an outlier. That's not who he is. Do I like him? As Rico put it, available cookie. Gold glove caliber D. Clubhouse leader. Playoff war daddy, right? Has played for Hinch. All the right stuff. Right-handed bat. Cool. Rico, I don't know what to do. And as we sit here right now, here's my guilt. I've allowed how this process has played out to affect how I feel about Bregman, and I know that that's not fair. I'm at a, you know what? Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's because no, it's Bregman. It's Bregman fatigue because like he and Chapman have done this two different ways. Chapman last year was like, okay, you know what? I'll do the 1 year prove it deal and I'll tear the cover off the ball and I'll get a better deal afterwards. This is, I want as many years as I could possibly get. This is a deal where, you know what? I look at Scott Harris and I say, you did everything that I asked you to do. You were involved in the talks. We heard all the rumors. We heard everything. And now you're actually playing it smart, in my opinion. Now, we'll see what the actual, if he ends up signing for Detroit for 7 years, I'll take all of this back. But as of right now, yeah, you're drawing a line in the sand saying, we're only going to go this far. Because looking at those numbers, if you told me, all right, he signed for 5 years, okay, the last 2 years of the deal, it's not going to be great. You're hoping that he won't turn into Javi, that he'll at least be able to go out there and do something. But 7 years means that less than half of that, he's going to be a good player. And more than half of that, you're going to be regret signing him. So I like the fact that it looked like the Tigers are being responsible. They did everything that we asked this offseason.
So let me ask the question. People, and there's no villain in this. I can't even decide day to day how I feel about it anymore. Should they just give Bregman whatever he wants and get him here? Is that where you're at? Rico's not there. I'm not there. I'm not giving him whatever he wants. I think he's a good ball player. Molly's great. And whatever he wants is 6 or 7 years. The Fangraphs projections have me spooked, I admit it. And again, they're projections. They're not gospel. Are they eerily accurate? Do they paint a picture? Yeah, because they use data. 248-539-9797. Should the Tigers just give Bregman whatever he wants? My answer is no. Rico's answer is no. Yeah.
And like you said, according to Fangraphs, that's not even taken into account playing at Comerica Park because, yeah, I do think a lot of these numbers will come down.
So. Look, if those are the numbers he's going to put up, and I don't say this lightly because I cannot stand how overrated this guy is locally. I cannot take how people continue to put his face on a picture card. But if you're just going to devolve into what Fangraphs says you are, you may as well roll with Vierling. Not this year.
Face of the franchise.
Face of franchise, Matt Vierling. For 1 year, two, no doubt. I was willing to go to 5 years, knowing the last year would probably be terrible. 6 or 7, absolutely not. And if the Cubs sign him, hey, enjoy. Wrigley, ice cold, terrible ballpark to hit in, wind, dead pull hitter for a guy who's played in Houston his whole life with a short porch. You enjoy that. You enjoy it. David, where are you at with this? Is it give him whatever he wants? Are you all out? Like this Bregman thing, and this is the funny part. You can bring up Bregman and the Tigers being involved in it. This is what you get. So maybe the people are giving us their answer. They don't give an F. And I do find it exhaustive that it's February 11th and spring training is opening up. Like, why is it in Europe you can have a transfer window? Why is there not a drop-dead date for free agents? Period. And if Alex Bregman were so sweet, let me help you. The deal would be signed. It'd be done. Juan Soto didn't have a problem getting his money. Max Fried didn't have a problem getting his money. Corbin Burns didn't have a problem getting his money. You want me to keep going?
No.
The deals get signed the way they should get signed. Well, if Alex Bregman is so sweet, why is he not signed? Because he wants something that is not commiserate with his actual market value.
Yeah. Because I think that pretty much, I'm sorry, David, you were about to say something. All the GMs are saying, I think what Scott Harris is saying, bruh, when you come back down to where you need to be, give us a call first and we'll make this deal. But right here, right now, good luck finding somebody to say yes to that because I'm, you know, as Randy Jackson would say, that's a no for me, dog.
David?
Oh,
I'll
man.
Tell you what, hold on.
I'll say it.
Time out. Yep. On the flip because I'm irresponsible and we're way over time. 248-539-9797. You tell me what you want your ball club to do, and if Rico and I are just hosting the haters ball, you can say it.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.